plenty of time. We can get this clock into 2 minutes here.
A little over 3 minutes left on the game clock. Moore dribbling toward the left side. Gives it to Maul near the corner. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
Now Cam doesn't hit many threes, but it seems like when she does, they're usually big ones, and that was a huge one right there for the Lady Bombers.
Her first 3 points of the night. Mounts home up 42-31, 2:46 left in the game. Odom into the front court, gives it to Cohn. Over on the right side, it goes to Jones. Jones will give it up top to Odom. Odom dribbles toward the right side. Her pass in the lane knocked away, but Ming's there to pick it up and get the layup.
Able to get a hand on the ball and knock it up. They went right to Van Buren there and for the easy bucket.
Holly Ming with 7 on the night. Mounts Holmes lead cut back to single digits. 42-33 our score. 2:20 left in the game. Mullen with it on the left side. Now she'll dribble up to the top. And now Mount Holmes going to take the timeout. We will break with 2:14 left to play in the game. It is Mount Holmes leading Van Buren at 42-33. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
And this reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yelva Mountain Home. Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you from Claire Bates Arena in Van Buren. Adam McLean, our producer, back at the studio. And Mountain Home with the ball, leading by 9. We'll go over some other scores in the conference in a moment. Right now, Moore with it. She'll be fouled by J.C. Odom. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 against Van Buren. And so Blake and Moore go to the line for the 1-1. What's all those scores you got?
Yeah, so we got at the end of 3, we got Russellville's leading Alma 42-25. That's a score that's everything's kind of holding serve there. Siloam's beating Greenbrier 43-21 at the end of 3, and at halftime, Greenwood is up on Harrison 43-17.
Well, Moore misses the front end of the 1-1, and Van Buren gets the rebound. Less than 2 minutes left to play in the game. Mountain Home up 42-39. 33, that is, I'm sorry. Here is Cohn with it in the right corner, trying to get out of a double team. She'll be fouled. Blake and Moore picks up her first personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home has to give. The next one will put Van Buren in the bonus.
Yeah, you're going offense for defense here. You got Whitten Coleman and Bailey Rittenberg coming back in. The game's going to come down to stops now. Can you stop Van Buren and not give up any scores?
And hit your free throws, yep, too. And Holly Ming will inbound from the near sideline, gets into Jones. She's met by a double team. Now she's able to get out of it. Dribbles over to the left side. She will try to throw it to Meyer. She is able to chase it down. Goes towards the low block. Her jumper's off the glass and in.
Wow, that ball hit the top left corner of the glass before it went in. It almost looked like she was going to throw it over the top of the backboard.
Wicked angle there, that's for sure. Here at Mountain Home up 42-35. 1:26 left to play in the game. Ball is with Husky. Down to Coleman. Her pass is knocked away. And Van Buren comes up with another steal.
That's a terrible turnover out there for Whitten.
Now Tom with Van Buren with a chance to make it a two-possession game. Odom will be fouled before her layup attempt. That will be Lauren Waymeyer's third personal foul. Seventh team foul against Mount Tom, so this is a 1-1 for J.C. Odom. She is so far 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 6 points. Blake and Moore and Amelia Rucker coming back in from Mount Tom, replacing Bailey Rittenberg and Whitten Coleman. I'd like to see Mount Tom get some more points because so far, all their conference wins have been at least by 10 points.
Yeah, I think we're one of the only teams that's had that luxury of being everything up by 10 points there.
J.C. Odom hits her first free throw, so she earns a bonus and makes it a two-possession game now. And she gets both. She now has eight, and Van Buren quickly takes the timeout. Full break with 1:11 left to play in the game. It is the Mount Tom leading Van Buren 42-37. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Brad and I were just talking strategy a little bit during the break there on trying to figure out whether Van Buren would foul Mount Tom or not. I might wait a few seconds and then maybe see if I can get a steal and then maybe try to
foul. Van Buren's going to come with a little, looks like 1-1-3 press here.
Mullen with it, gives it to Husky. Back to Mullen. She will get it into the front court. Now back up to Husky. Now up top to Moore. She will drill to the right side and now gives it to Mullen. Over to Husky. Back over to Mullen, back to Husky, to Moore near the free throw line. Finds Waymar on the low block, kicks out to Mullen, up top to Moore. She's going to try for the three-pointer, in and out. Rebound's knocked around. Oh, they're going to get Waymar with it over the back. That's her fourth personal foul, team foul number eight against Mountain Home. So another 1-1 coming up for the Lady Pointers with 42.9 seconds left to play in the game. It will be Carter Myers at the free throw line, and if she gets both of these, it's going to be a one-possession game all of a sudden.
Yeah, you know, we've just let them hang around. We haven't been able to score this fourth quarter. I think we scored 3 points in the fourth quarter here. We missed some free throws, and we just see if we can get a secure big rebound right here.
Myers' first free throw is up and in, so she does earn the bonus. So one more free throw to shoot for Carter Myers. Myers' second shot is up. And good, she gets both. She now has eight on the night. And it's a one possession game now. 42-39, our score.
Yeah, there's about seven seconds here difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Let's see what Mountain Home decides to do. I think we're going to pull it out. They're going to try to foul maybe.
Ball goes to Mullen, a dangerous throw, but she is able to corral. Now she finds O'Brucker in the lane by herself for the layup. Good.
That's a great pass right there by Cam, attacking that middle of that defense right there and able to get us up more than two possessions here.
Amelia Rucker now double figures with 11, and Mount Tom calls timeout. Or Van Buren does, I'm sorry. So we'll break with 23.5 seconds left to play in the game. It is Mount Tom leading Van Buren 44-39. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use a smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers!
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Well, Van Buren taking the timeout after Amelia Rucker hit the layup with 23.5 seconds left playing the game is Lady Bombers up 44-39. Here's Cone quickly into the front court.
Yeah, Van Buren's going to try to get a quick shot. Mount Holmes needs a straight-up defense, make them burn a lot of time, which is what's happening right here.
And shot clock is off. We're down to 10 left on the game clock. Carter Myers will throw it out to Odom. They still have to get a shot off here. Now Odom puts up the three, hits the backboard, and nothing else. Now Tom gets the rebound, and they're going to get the victory, too, as the clock will run out.
Yeah, that's a huge win for the Lady Bombers to be able to come here and win on Van Buren's court right here. And that puts us at 6-4, and then our nearest competitor behind us is 4-6. And it puts us a good two games ahead of them. That's a great win for the Lady Bombers.
Our final score, Mount Home defeats Van Buren 44-39. We'll come back and check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay.